This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's jump right into these headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We'll start off with some Dolphins. This is floating around the internet right now. But Tyreek Hill, I don't know if this was on his Snapchat or his Instagram. I'm not sure what social media platform. There's a photo of him going around right now. If you look there, Leroy, it looks like his arm is wrapped up under that sweatshirt of his. So Looks like the cheetah might have gotten some kind of we know his wrist was messed up last season. So potentially that he got something worked on there. But a little something to keep an eye on.
That was a pretty big cast. Like, well, I don't think that's a sling, for example.
No, but here's the thing. If you have wrist surgery, then they wrap you from here all the way up, depending on what it is, they could wrap up you to your arm, right?
Just keep it firm.
Because they want it immobile. And then you have it in a sling, because it's very uncomfortable to walk around just with your hand. So that's what's everything that's everything that's on there. So from that standpoint, that's why it looks bulkier than it actually may be.
The problem with
the wrist and the hand, there's a ton of little bitty bones in there, and a lot of ligaments and stuff like that, because it's a small area. So
you ever get anything? I know you got your thumbs after your career, but do you ever get anything in the wrist during your career?
Yes. I have two scars, one here and one here. I had basically what is...
Is that from like falling on turf?
It's basically, you hear it, you get this injury a lot in baseball and tennis and sports with that you swing. So you have
hammy.
Yes, hammy. I had both of them. I broke both of them. And when I did the second one, I knew right away.
That's I remember Stanton having that one season.
Yeah.
He's had everything.
My goodness. I mean, mostly it has to do with his bubblegum hammies.
I saw they're moving Mike Trout to right field. I'm like, that'll fix it.
To right field.
Yeah, because they always say, oh, you get him out of center field, less running. You know, he's been injured the last three seasons.
That means he's working his way up to first base.
Yeah, I'm just like,
no movement.
Yeah, just make him a DH. I think that's the way you should probably go.
I wouldn't like being a DH.
Why not, dude? Just
sitting around waiting for a bat. I want to be poppers. In the action. Hey, better, swing.
But what if you stunk? What if you stunk at fielding, you know?
Then I have to hit better.
Yeah, what? You got to just make up for your errors?
You got to make up for it.
I understand.
You got to make up for it. What, Tua, they say he doesn't have a hose like Josh Allen?
That was
accurate.
That was like Hanley when he was playing shortstop. Be like, but I hit 342.
Oh, my goodness. He was... And he looked good throwing the ball in the dugout.
Tommy,
to every ball.
I never heard Tommy Hutton so mad ever when he lollygagged after a ball. Oof.
Say bubblegum at least sticks to stuff. His hammies are made of silly string.
Other headlines. We got the Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors at 7:30. Preheat gets going at 6:15. One note, TNT has picked up the Miami Heat hosting the Golden State Warriors in March for Jimmy Butler's return.
Here's a South shocker.
Man. Should be interesting. What do you think the reaction will be? Booze?
Yes. Cheers?
Really?
And it's not booze that he's with Golden State. I believe, and I will always believe this, that he did his team dirty.
Yes.
Because if he would have acted this way from the beginning of the season, it would have been handled sooner. But the fact that he came out and said, I'm just going to ball, and Pat Riley and Spo and the organization thought that, okay, we're past this extension thing.
But do you think, let me ask you this, do you think that the Heat, whatever, I mean, you know, there's not going to be much season left by the time we get to March 25th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be nearing playoff time. Do you think at that point the Heat are going to want to put as much cold water on animosity as there is? The Heat will want to. But
if he was going to get booed.
No, I'm asking when LeBron made his return. Right, Pat Riley was really pissed about that. I mean, it's the difference, I think.
But for different reasons, Pat was pissed off
because he was blindsided.
Because he thought LeBron would be here.
Yes, but that's the thing that's interesting about this. Obviously Jimmy Butler's exit was much more toxic and volatile than LeBron's was, but in a way, the Heat were in a position where they were ready to move on from Jimmy Butler. It definitely didn't go on the terms that they wanted. Jimmy Butler did everything he could to make it happen as soon as possible. But the Heat made it known last year they were tired of Jimmy missing games. They let it known last year they didn't want to extend him. So in a way, you're getting to a point here where it's like, yeah, he's gone. He exited bad. But that's kind of what you wanted in the end anyway. You didn't want Jimmy Butler anymore.
So here's the deal. If Jimmy had not said what he said to start the season about just being a hooper and going out and hoop and not worrying about it, and he had started this sooner, this would have been done before the season started. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. If he would have made a stink at the way... You think if he would have made a stink in camp, you think that would have led to a trade sooner?
I think if
you would
have just been honest and say, if they're not going to extend me, I don't want to be here, it would have been dealt with sooner.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
But the fact that all these games were being, you know, played both on and off the court, the only person who didn't express how they truly felt till later on in the season was Jimmy. The Heat made it clear. Everybody made it clear that he wasn't getting an extension a while ago.
Yeah,
so if he had said that then, he wouldn't have started the season with the Heat. Everybody would have moved on, and the fans would have felt differently about Jimmy Butler coming back to play.
If they would have traded him in the offseason, it's possible. Like, they really, really had to press it. But if the Heat, but here's the thing. If he did, let's say it was expressed, well, then can you trade me? And the Heat said no.
Like, they wouldn't have said
you no. Don't know that, Leroy.
I don't know that. But here's what we have. If Jimmy demands a trade and you don't trade him, we have history of his behavior.
Right.
So.
But that's on the Heat for not. Yeah, but again,
but the problem is the fact that Jimmy Butler said what he said when the season started, the Heat didn't take any of that into account because they were listening to Jimmy. We were all listening to Jimmy. And we were all like, Jimmy's going to ball out now because he want to get some money.
But spinning it forward, because like we've done this back and forth. Now that we're here, like, do you think that the Heat, do you think they give him like the tribute video, the whole nines of a return just to make it look classy? Because they did that with LeBron, even though back in the background of the organization, they were mad at LeBron and probably more mad at him for his exit just because they were hurt by it more.
Right.
More so than with Jimmy, they were ready for Jimmy's era to end, even if it ended uglier. Do you think that when it comes March 25th, like they do the whole red carpet thing, thanks for the memories? Because I feel like that's the way they're going to go. That's usually what the Heat do.
They take the high road, but I would say this. LeBron left as a free agent, and whether you like it or not, that was his option. You could have hated the way he did it. You could have hated. It could have blindsided you. It could have pissed everybody off. But he left as a free agent. That was his right. What Jimmy did is totally different. We haven't had a situation that played out like this where somebody went out of their way to sabotage what the Heat were trying to do.
Yeah, and then and you so do have.
I'm wondering if that throughout the organization will require more time.
It might. I mean, like, so, you know, especially look, they gave Wiggins his number right away, and we do have we do have the dirty laundry aired about the, you know, them leaking about Pat Riley crying in the meeting. So maybe not. I don't know, but it feels, you know, Jimmy, obviously, when he did his interview recently, we played the clips earlier this week, like he publicly took the high road, even though his camp leaked a lot of stuff to try and make Pat and the organization look bad.
But that's how you move on. Whether you believe it or not, you take the high road.
Right. So I'm asking, did the Heat do that?
That's a little more than the high road.
Tribute videos too much?
Here's what I would say. I'm trying to look at it from Pat Riley and Mickey Arison's point of view. That tribute video this soon would be the equivalent to commending somebody for doing what they did to the franchise and how they went about it.
Yeah, but then it's over. Like, it's 90 seconds of a montage, and then it's like, it's donezo.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's Pat Riley and there's you on the petty scale. Right? Like, I think it. And the difference with LeBron was he brought you two championships.
Of course. I understand.
So even if you didn't like the way he left, the reward of having,
but it hurt a lot. Like, the difference is,
it,
like,
hurt more because he was,
it hurt
better.
More. It still, it caused a friction between Pat and Dwayne that, correct, was still lingering in the background, and they still did right by him. I'm not I agree. I've said, look, LeBron left, even though I was more mad at that than I am with the Jimmy thing.
That catches me. That surprises me with you. You're upset than a guy leaving free agency, than a guy saboteuring the whole organization with his antics.
You go back to Dan Gilbert. He having secret meetings at the Rusty Pelican behind Pat Riley's back. Two championships, four straight finals runs. You're playing with Boobie Gibson and Mo Williams, and Pat Riley's here. You got your Shabazz Napier out of nowhere. Even though he stunk, he got who you wanted. And all of a sudden, thank you, Pat. Thank you. You got your tribute. Good for you.
Listen, Heat Lifer said it perfectly. Give him a 90-second video of all the games he missed. show him at the tennis matches drinking, right?
Just a 90-second video of him hobnobbing.
Right. So, like, I would say we're comparing this to LeBron.
Could have had Pau Gasol, by the way. LeBron. Pau was ready to come, and he was coming on the cheap skis. He's like, would you go play back at Cleveland shoe commercials? Dan Gilbert.
I would just say
Bum.
That
Dan Gilbert.
To compare a guy who left as a free agent to what Jimmy Butler did is like, yeah, that's two different things. This guy went out of his way to make everybody in the organization as miserable as possible.
Maybe
to the
just
point have, where you had to suspend him and fine him.
Maybe you just have Goran come to half court and just be like, disappointed in you, Brate. Ball up.
That's again. I'm not upset about Jimmy wanting out. I'm upset about the things he said before the season started that kind of eased everybody's mind, only to do the same things, right? That's the part that worse. I've always talked about that threw me off. And I think that's what probably caught a lot of people off guard with in the organization is that, he's doing this. With LeBron, it's kind of arrogance on the part of the organization to think that a free agent can't leave.
It is, but it's kind of that's the thing. I do think that he get that their arrogance. I think arrogance and hubris from the organization has definitely been catching up with them in spots for sure, because I think there's parts of them that thought, D Wade, he'll never leave. There's parts where you're like, there's no way LeBron will ever go back. Like in the time, like I know it seems ridiculous now to everybody, but at the time, like, dude, what he did to Dan Gilbert or what Dan Gilbert did to him was crazy. And right. Like to think that he would ever go play for that guy again.
Owner, a guy who's supposed to be at the highest level of professionalism, said the things that he said about LeBron, and LeBron went back.
And don't forget look, LeBron played it beautifully because he kept signing 1-year deals and basically threatening to leave him every single year. Right. He ripped the trophy from him with like a little boy when he finally won in 2016. So I think I got why the Heat were blindsided. Like, you're going to go back to Cleveland? Like, no disrespect, but
right.
Cleveland?
And he kind of covered his butt with that because he said, I'm going back to get the fans. And he never mentioned the owner. I don't think he ever mentioned the owner a second he was there. So he calls says, Leroy boxes himself in. He's mad at how Jimmy left, but defends LeBron and how he left. I'm not defending LeBron. I'm just saying, like, he left as a free agent, whether you like it or not. He had that. He didn't demand a trade. He didn't sabotage the team trying to get off the team.
Look, the facts of it are
free agent.
He left as the best player on the planet by a long shot. And
that hurt.
And that hurts.
That hurts. Right.
That hurts. Right. Jimmy Butler, like, I still think Jimmy Butler can have another run in him. I really do. But he's not the best player in the world. And there are questions. Like, you could definitely see, like, LeBron, what did he leave at? 28 years old? 29?
Right. I mean, that's the hardest thing. And again, I understand sports and I understand the finances of it. You got to get your money and get it however you can. Okay. But then I hear when you talk about the relationships you have with your teammates, right? I don't care if you don't like the organization. I don't care if you don't like Pat Riley. I don't care if you don't like Spo. But the relationships that you make in that locker room just seems like it would be really hard for me to act that way with guys I've been with, going at it with for that many years.
LeBron's so lucky Chris Bosh got blood clots, dude. We would have kicked his ass. Goran Dragic, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and Luol Deng. Dude had a cakewalk, had to beat nobody but Raptors the entire way. Lucky LeBron, dude. Take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. The Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. WQAM has your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers. For your chance to win, listen to WQAM or go to the contest page on WQAM.com and register for your chance to win. Also got some Jason Aldean tickets. One more pair to give away to Jason Aldean's Full Throttle Tour at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October with special guests Nate Smith, Raylan, and DJ Silver. Keep listening to our show for details on how you could win. This is a Live Nation tour. I can't believe what I'm about to read.
What happened?
But Anthony Chang just tweeted out, Nikola Jovic is now questionable for tonight's game because
bubble guts,
dude, stomach illness, dude. Let me just ask something. Okay. I don't tell anybody how to keep their house, but how did we not use the All-Star break to just hazmat suit clean that locker room during the break? What do you mean he got sick too? How is this possible? Everybody has the bubble guts. Has everybody, but I think, is Bam the only person who has not gotten the bubble guts thus far?
This is no longer a joke.
This is crazy.
This is wild. This
is, well, there's crazy.
The, there's unprecedented.
There's the flu going around. Right? So, I don't know. I mean, Rebecca just missed a week of school.
Jeez, dude. But, like, I thought that, you know, by the time they got back, I thought, all right, everybody's away from each other. This should be fine. But everybody's gotten it. Look, Tyler, Wiggins, Dunks, Jaime, Terry.
Wiggins just got here. His body ain't used to South Florida. He probably just got it just because.
Now Nico's got it.
Nico.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Duke-wise, I wish the Heat played defense like that stomach virus.
Swarming, dude.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I got to tell you. Yeah, norovirus is going around. Like,
what is norovirus? That sounds...
I don't know, but here's what I would like to say. I would tell people this all the time. Whatever's going on in the world, whatever's going on in your area, whatever's going on in your country, professional athletes are not excluded from the numbers. So if one out of every 15 people get the bug, somebody on the basketball team is going to get it. Like, it's just, we're still part of the numbers, regardless of what you do. You're still part of the overall numbers that plague society with these viruses and stuff like that.
But typically, you remember
COVID?
Yeah, of course. But I was thinking, like, okay, they ran through it. Everybody's got their BGs.
They said norovirus is the stomach virus, is a stomach virus.
Okay. Well, I thought, you know, everybody would have been isolated for a week away from each other. And now he comes back, bubble guts. It's killing me.
He could have got it from somewhere else. Vlad, I hate you.
Wow. Getting called Tito.
Yeah.
Really struck a chord there.
Just stay in the back, play the bass, and sing rhythms.
Jeez. All right. Well,
I appreciate you humanizing athletes, Leroy, but this is unacceptable. Not even for them.
I blame the staff. I'm just telling you, when the numbers come out of how many people get it,
yeah,
what you do is not excluded from that.
It's just crazy.
So, like, I don't understand why when we have, like, the norovirus going around, right, that in an environment where guys are sweating and bumping into each other all the time, that you wouldn't think that they would be more inclined to catch it from one another instead of less inclined.
No, very clearly. It's run through the locker room. That's gone crazy. I just would have thought, like, you know, we would have done some serious scrubbing once everybody was gone for a week.
How do you know if that's how it's like? I mean,
I guess I don't. But like, Leroy, right. what am I to conclude? I mean, like, if everybody there is getting it.
So Mitchell's next. You see that D he was playing on?
Oh no!
You see that D? And look, you look.
I always tell Nico, wash hands. Doesn't listen when mama's not around.
Why is he wearing two different... Go back to that picture. Look at the shoes that Mitchell's wearing.
That's the thing people do now, dude.
Yeah, but the right foot don't even look like it fit in the damn shoe. What, he got Nico shoes on?
maybe he forgot.
I'm going to D you up in your own stuff.
I'm not sure. It's a look.
But yeah, you would. I'm telling you now. I will tell you. In camp, once a camp, a player would disappear for 7 days, and in those 7 days, we would have one day where we had no practice. They tell you not to come in, and that was because every camp somebody got staph infection. And they would send us home, clean out the locker room, or what have you. And that guy wouldn't be nowhere near us for 7 days. I don't know if you do that with this, because keep in mind, there's other ways of catching it.
Well, I would just feel like if he's got it, like, you're at a point now, like, should you just send him home? Like, we need to stop letting players get this.
I don't know how contagious it is.
Oh, dude, very clearly, it's very contagious.
I mean, but that...
It has to be.
All right. If you say so, Dr. Tobin.
I'm not a doctor. Half the team has had it.
Right. But it could be something they're eating. It could be... I don't know how you get it. How do you get a stomach bug from somebody else? We ain't touching stomachs.
They need to bring Stanley Steamer into that locker room. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to...
You think they have it? Yeah. Or what if it's not something that you get that way?
I think it's in that locker room, dude.
Okay.
There's only a couple ways you can get a virus.
Yeah. Hey, so how about this? Did you get it?
I didn't, but
in the locker room.
I was only in like once this past month.
Nah, he kind of got it. I remember.
I didn't get it. I haven't had the bubble guts in a long time.
You were late for a couple breaks. That's unlike you.
Did he right just hear what Leroy said? They're not touching stomachs.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. But next, we have to tickle Leroy.
Oh, yeah. Fancy. I'm so fancy.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
We will go over the weekend slate and see what interests Leroy Horde.
Yep.
What tickles him pink for a little sports action. We start off tonight at 7:30, north of the border.
Mm-hmm.
The Miami Heat, Leroy, take on... the Toronto Raptors. Miami Heat in the midst of a four-game losing streak off the All-Star break. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I want to see where they go. How
my
they
fancy is tickled.
Incorporate the two new guys. How they use Bam and Kalel and Jovich. And I just want to see it starting to come together because now is that time.
I'm excited for it. It's back tonight, although now I have to monitor whether or not Nico's going to be able to go with the BGs. We got that to look out for. Leroy, tomorrow afternoon, the Miami Marlins open up spring training action against the St. Louis Cardinals in Grapefruit League play. 1:10 first pitch from Jupiter, Florida. Vellante Beozzo is starting for the Fish. Does that game tickle your fancy?
No.
Okay.
Fancy not tickled.
Give me a Sandy. Let me know when Sandy's pitching. That's the only thing I have to look forward to.
Dade Sal says, Tobin wants to destroy an asteroid with shotguns today. Leroy's talking about touching stomachs. Y'all are on a heater.
Bunch of meat thieves.
Hey. Cody wants to know, is Ingram playing? He is not playing tonight. Ingram is out. No Brandon Ingram.
No Jocker.
No no Brandon Ingram and no Jakob Poeltl.
He is the original Wimby.
He's very skinny. He is very skinny. We do wish Wimby a speedy recovery. That is very rough news to get yesterday that he's out for the season.
Especially in the shoulder.
Although it is interesting, imagine Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram did have this in his, I guess, arm or shoulder and was fine. He did not have a Chris Bosh situation where it recurred and he had to go on, because the hope is you're on this for 6 months, your medicine, and then it's gone. No worries.
Right.
With Bosh, it just recurred. So then they thought that he had to be on it forever, which obviously you can't play basketball because you can't stop bleeding. So that's the concern of it all. So wishing Wemby a speedy recovery this offseason.
Hey, RVA Richie says, I've lost 10 IQ points listening to the show. Keep listening. We'll get that number to about 20 or 30.
Leroy, tomorrow, the Pinks, Inter Miami, opens up regular season play at home against the New York Red Bulls. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, they should do really well because it's going to be like 70 degrees warmer.
My fancy.
Oh, they got to be happy.
You mean to tell me that super cold game that Messi played in was preseason?
I messed up. I'm sorry. New York City FC, the other New York team.
Wow.
Basically, the soccer Mets. I apologize.
So they played in Kansas City. That wasn't even a regular season game?
That was a preseason game?
No, that was a CONCACAF game. It was like for a tournament.
Man, I can't keep up with this.
That's the thing that drives me crazy with soccer, that you could play five games in a row. Three of your players will go play international for their country. And then you'll play two games from another tournament from either, you know, North America or what have you.
I was having this discussion on whatever it was, Wednesday when the game was going on with our boy Martin. Martin loves soccer. He's obviously a diehard Messi fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps arguing with me because I'm like, dude, this is too complex for my silly American mind. I don't get it. And he goes, no. Here's legitimately, this was his response. It's easy to follow. He sent me three paragraphs of a text. This is the bracket. This is what it means. This is what the scoring is. And I'm like,
paragraphs. That's like, complicated.
You realize you're making my point for me, dude.
See, we use the football. Wild card, divisional, championship, Super Bowl.
Right.
Regular season or whatever. You don't take breaks to play. Like, it would be like, if they took a break and played against a CFL team in the middle of the season.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating. But I'm going to try. I'm trying. My son loves soccer now. You know, I want to take him to go see the Pinks. So I'm going to try.
NHL did four nations. But understand, they did it during the break.
Like the Panthers didn't play the four nations.
Right. In soccer, You'll play three league games, then a CONCACAF game, then three league games, then some of your players will go play an international game, then three league games. It like, yeah.
And then they're like, it's really easy. It's you have these game regular season games are Saturday, Sunday. Tournament games are Monday, Tuesday, every fourth Wednesday. I'm like, what? Like, I what do you mean, dude? I can't keep
up. Then, to make matters worse, you're playing against the same teams you're playing the league with.
Very confused. I'm trying. Anyway, they get going 7:30 tomorrow. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I want to give them a little looky loo. I want to. I mean, they pulled the old Panthers President's Cup thing last year. So I want to see how that gets better.
Leroy, tomorrow night in the Octagon, Henry Cejudo takes on Song Yadong in the main event at UFC Seattle. Problem?
Oh, who cares?
I'm not turning on the TV to see some young dong.
Oh, it's not. Oh, that's not his name.
I'm what sorry. What are we looking at?
His name?
What are we looking at?
What is it?
Okay. Song Yadong?
Son Yadong.
No. It's Song. Like, it's like.
Song.
Song Yadong. Yadong. He's very good. He's a good fighter.
Nope.
Why, dude?
Fancy not tickled.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Tomorrow night, Leroy, Artur Beterbiev takes on Dmitry Bivol for the undisputed light heavyweight championship in boxing. Of course, our boy David Benavidez heading over to Saudi Arabia for this one, hoping to get the winner of this fight. Does this fight tickle your fancy?
Yeah, this division is like in the playoff phase right now, right? Like they are really starting to get to where everybody's fighting everybody. And I love when the division is like, even though they're a little small, I really like when they start fighting for stuff. So the elimination fights, the winner gets a title fight. Yeah, this stuff interests me.
By the way, our boy Xander Zayas, who got the win last week, looks like our little friend is all grows up, because it looks like he's getting a title shot this summer.
So my question is without the ability to knock people out, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you start fighting guys who can knock you out, does that become more dangerous for the guy who can't? Because
here's the thing, though, like it's not like he's a dink and dunker, you know, like it, you know, there's very few guys. I was explaining.
There's
very few guys out there, I think, that are one hitter quitters anymore. I think like Gervonta Davis and, you know, Deontay Wilder are like the only guys where you're like, if you make a mistake, your night is over. Right. Like there's not a lot of guys now are war of attrition, best of, and you know, to probably a guy that he probably idolizes who was like that a couple weight classes down was Miguel Cotto.
Right.
Canelo's like that. You know, Canelo's not a one punch knock you out type of guy. And the guy he's probably going to fight is Sebastian Fendora, who's, you know, these guys are going to probably throw a gazillion punches amongst each other. Right. That's and whoever can withstand the punishment or make the other miss is going to probably win. So I still find him to be a very, I think it's kind of like one of these things where he's 22 years old. He still has knocked out the majority of his opponents.
Right.
I think it's kind of, they were nitpicking at him a little bit. Tim Bradley needs to take a seat.
He is very critical of all fighters, isn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. Like it's like
a little bit for a guy who I think is a decent analyst. He misses Andre Ward. I missed when it was him, Ward, and Tessitore.
Because Ward would kind of
hold him back,
right?
You know.
So wait a minute. So is Ward coming back?
No.
No.
No,
he's just not doing that.
He's doing like sit down interviews for All the Smoke, I think is what his gig is right now. Okay. But he manages a lot of fighters too. He like Shakur Stevenson's like his guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, looking forward to that coming up this summer.
Nothing was better than the guy boxing in jeans and Timberlands.
Steve Bolton, yeah, that was great. That was great. Well, and that was another, you know, Benavidez is not a knock you out with one punch type of guy. He's right. Will hit you with a bunch of punches and try and get the fight stopped. So there's not a lot of guys I'd go to right now. I mean, in a way, but like these are low weight class. Like in a way is a guy who will like knock you and send you to the moon.
Now, the thing I like about our guy is Xander is very good defensive boxer. Counter puncher.
Yeah.
Sound. It's fun to watch, you know, him make people miss.
So you don't want to watch Song Yadong tomorrow?
I feel uncomfortable. Let me just say that.
Oh, man.
Can we give him an SYD?
Maybe we'll give him a nickname. King Dong.
Minus one.
I thought that was good.
Minus one.
I thought that was good.
Get you caught up with your headlines next.
Tough crowd.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.